Well, the Zac Brown Band, it was interesting. Their drummer, Chris Fryer, did an interview with Walter Tunitz that's in Weekender today. And he was talking about how when they were breaking in and getting their record deal and everything, that they kind of weren't sure where the Zac Brown Band was ultimately going to be classified, that they sort of fall into a number of different genres that are out there, from sort of jam bands to country to Americana and, you know, somewhere in between all of those. But he says he thinks it ultimately was a good thing for the group that they sort of got classified as country, because country has a very strong fan base and they certainly have a lot of material that is very honest, straightforward country. But then again, they've also traveled in circles outside of the country realm. They've played on the Bonnaroo Festival several times, which is a lot more of an indie rock event. They've opened for the Dave Matthews Band, which is more aligned with sort of the jam band genre. So, you know, we're talking a lot of different genres here, but basically that all goes to say that when Zac Brown plays Rupp on Saturday night, they bring a lot of different things to the table, and there are a lot of possibilities for what we may hear when they play in concert.
And it really is a music weekend. Arturo Sandoval, one of the world's premier artists in his field, performs this weekend also with UK Wind Symphony at the Singletary Center, plus the Lexington Brass Band also has a concert.
That's true. The Arturo Sandoval concert, it's kind of a cool thing. You know, the Singletary Center for several years has been bringing in marquee classical music soloists to perform with the University of Kentucky Symphony Orchestra. And this year they decided to kind of extend that format to the UK Wind Symphony. And they're bringing in trumpeter Arturo Sandoval, who is one of the best known trumpeters in the world, for a concert with them. So they're going to kind of get the marquee treatment too, and you know, get to say they really played with one of the true greats in the field. And like you said, it's kind of a brassy weekend, and the Lexington Brass Band has their annual holiday concert and on Sunday, and featured with them is Wycliffe Gordon, who, if you are a real big jazz fan, you may know that he for a long time was one of Wynton Marsalis's sidemen, and played with him in the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra and Marsalis's own band and any number of outfits. He is kind of in the process, from what he told Walter Tunitz, of relocating to Lexington. So, you know, this is kind of a hello, you know, new home base concert, and, you know, a great holiday music concert from one of our really top local organizations, too.
And a year after the massacre, the victims of the Newtown shootings are being memorialized tonight by string musicians with Lexington School for the Creative and Performing Arts.
They are having a concert. One of any number of school arts groups and music groups across the country that are performing this month in tribute to the victims of the Newtown shootings. And, you know, this is really special because an event like that really hits home to kids. You know, we as parents all think about the, you know, horror of something like that happening to a child. The kids think about it happening. And, you know, so they have a real connection to this event. And so the Scapa Strings and some of the other artists from the School for Creative and Performing Arts are going to be presenting two concerts at 6 and 8 p.m. at the Downtown Arts Center on Friday. And the concerts will include some music that was specifically composed in tribute to the victims of the Newtown shooting.
Rich, you have a good weekend.
You too.